Hello, I am Jillian Herbanek, and you're listening to a Roundtable podcast from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio. Today, I am joined by
Basanta Sapkota,
Ayush Sandesh,
Sophia Rush,
and Milana.
We're 12th grade students from South Fayette High School, and we will be talking about poetry.
So, when I was younger, I'm really into guitar. My first run-in with poetry, I didn't even know it was poetry. I would write songs for guitar and write lyrics for it. But coming to this class, I realized a lot of stuff that I wrote when I was like 12, 13, 14 was basically poetry, but I didn't know it.
I think I had a lot of experience with poetry prior to this class. I definitely used it as kind of like a coping mechanism, or like something I would lean towards in any time of distress, and I'd use it as like an emotional escape. And I definitely started diving into it when I was about 10. I still write in my free time. It's a big part of who I am, essentially. I just feel like I have a lot of self-expression when it comes to poetry.
I'd say like probably when I was 12. I don't know if I knew that's what I was doing, but I'd do the ones, I don't know what it's called, but it's like where you write out a word and then write about it. I made those for so many of my family members as a gift. And then I think I just kind of wrote a lot about it to deal with things, like Jilly was saying.
What is a poem?
I honestly was like kind of surprised about how many different things people call poems, because I know that they're like books where there's like 40,000 lines of written like stuff, and then they still consider that poems, but then you can have a 5-line piece of work and you still consider that a poem. So I'm not really sure still what is exactly like the criteria based on which they determine, is this a poem? Because I think it all just depends on who's analyzing it. And if it's just a different person, they can say, actually, I think there's a reason that this should be a poem, or this is like maybe like a narrative piece of work.
I'd say I think about it a lot because I write and read poetry almost every day. I really like to tell people that I think poetry is more than just a collection of words. It's a collection of words that you put emotional meaning into. And I think that as long as it has the emotional context and it reaches people in the right way, that it's considered a poem.
I'd say just having like authentic expression. I think that's the most important part.
I think it being like thoughtful for some person.
I was saying before, I think if like a poem can transport you to somewhere where you're like not currently at, like maybe if you're having a bad day, but a poem can put you like in a nice setting or just somewhere different. That's the main point of it in my view.
I think it is really worthwhile to write bad poems because, of course, it helps you grow. Like I said, when I was younger, I was writing all those kind of poems. I had no idea what I was doing, and I didn't know they were poems. So it's just a whole bunch of jumbled words I thought sounded good. Looking back on it, I mean, some of it was, but I think seeing your old poems and like seeing how now you can expand on like the words, phrases, whatever, I think bad poems are really useful in that way.
I think writing bad poetry, it definitely helps you learn, and it definitely helps you grow as a writer, because obviously you can look back on your work, you can look at the words you used, you can look at the structures that you used, and you can build upon that, and you can manipulate it and change it into a way that you might know that your audience would like, or you manipulate it in a way that truly shows the emotion you're trying to convey.
I feel like at the beginning, I was just writing words down, not using like imagery, metaphors. And I feel like as time went on, I started using it more and more. So it just made me a better writer in general.
I think before this class, at least, I was like used to every English class kind of being like the same cookie cutter mold. This class actually seemed like a little bit more subjective, so you could actually like put your own spin on things, which I enjoyed, compared to like the usual analysis type of setup of a class.
I think that seeing that vulnerable side of everybody and understanding each other more on a human-based level in the form of emotional connection, I definitely feel like we've become closer in that way. Like, even though we don't necessarily know a lot about each other, we feel comfortable enough sharing our sometimes darker feelings or happier feelings. We have trust in one another to share those moments with each other. And so I think that being vulnerable has definitely been a big factor in forming a bond in the classroom. Well, listeners, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Jillian Herbanek, and I'm here with
Bosanta Sapkodam.
Ayush Sandesh.
Sophia Rush.
And Milana Zatolochenko.
Thanks for listening.